I'm not shocked at all. In fact, I believe those numbers are underreported. Many businesses don't report every aspect of shoplifting that happens in the store, because otherwise we'd have the guards in our shop 24/7. Shoplifting isn't treated as a serious crime, and that's a real pity. It has huge effects on businesses, because it's cash out the door that's walking out the door. So we're not surprised at all. Sligo Bid is working with the Department of Justice, and we secured funding to develop an app which we've now in the pilot stage in Sligo. The app's called Purple Pulse, and it's going to be a quick way for businesses to record an incident of antisocial behaviour or shoplifting in their business without actually having to report it. A lot of the time it costs the business more to actually report an incident of shoplifting than actually what was stolen during the shoplifting incidents, because you have to record the CCTV data, you have to put that on a stick, you have to give that to the guards, you have to make a statement, and that all takes time and energy. So in a lot of cases, it's only for repeat offenders that stores will actually challenge the system and bring it to the guards. And you also have the situation where, with the defamatory laws in Ireland, a lot of stores have a no-challenge policy because they're afraid they'll be taken to court. In 2023 in the UK, in Ireland there was 3,183 cases of defamation taken to the courts, and at the same time period in the UK there was actually 3,050. So for a population of 10 times the size of Ireland, they had the same number of defamation cases. So there is an issue with defamation, and that again is a challenge that most small shops aren't going to take the risk of, because it's just going to again cost them money. So I'm not surprised.
From everything that you've just said, Finbar, local businesses must feel very vulnerable.
Yeah, all businesses are vulnerable to it, and you would be surprised. Charity shops, people are stealing from charity shops. People are stealing from high-end cosmetic stores. People are stealing from shops like my own, a convenience store. So it's across the board. It's not just one sector of retail, but all sectors are hit by it. And it is a scourge. It's something that needs to be addressed. We do need to come up with a different model. A lot of the time, I really feel for the guards, because in fairness, whenever we call the guards, they come, they do their work. But it ties up an awful lot of time. And then more often than not, there's no end result. The shoplifter is, or the alleged shoplifter, goes to the court, they get a slap on the wrist, or they have multiple issues or multiple incidents, and they get a very small fine or jail time. And it really needs to change, because it is very annoying for shops to have to deal with it all the time.